This is Michael Easter. A quick note that if you're hearing this, you are not a member of 2%. Here's what that means. You'll be able to listen to the full episode of any of our podcasts that are published on Monday for free. Totally free. So enjoy. But you'll only get a preview of our episodes that are published on Wednesdays and Fridays. So if you want to become a member and get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes, please become a member at twopct.com. Thanks, and enjoy the episode. Welcome to 2% with Michael Easter. Today is Friday, April 12th, another amazing day. And our episode today is Gear Not Stuff. Five incredible books. So we are going to talk about five books that I have read and reread and will keep forever. So a quick summary of today's post. We are going to talk about these amazing books, five of them, and what I've learned from them. So these five books, they have changed my thinking on navigating the modern food system and what to eat, staying healthy in this strange modern world, expressing myself on the page through writing, telling a better story, and weaving important information into stories, living better in a world full of distractions. There's a lot of good stuff. And I'm also going to talk about where we are with books and whether books are stuff or gear. I think they can be both. And we are going to kind of discriminate between those two. I'm going to walk you through where I think we're at with people reading books just for the sake of reading books and what the purpose of reading books actually is, because I think that the internet has gotten us away from that in some ways. I will explain shortly, but before we do that, some quick housekeeping. I want to say a quick thanks to our sponsors. These are people who make the best products in their categories, full stop. So first up, Momentous Nutrition. This is the company that made me feel good about supplements again. The U.S. military trusts them. Pro sports teams trust them. That means you can trust them. GoRuck, maker of the world's best rucking gear, not stuff. Rucker 4.0, 30-pound plate. That is my daily driver. Maui Nui Venison, provider of the world's healthiest meat. And don't take my word for it. I have research linked out to in the piece, and it is insane. You can use the discount code Easter for all three of those epic brands. Okay, let's roll into the episode. So today is the second Friday of the month, and that means it's time for Gear Not Stuff. Now, the concept for Gear Not Stuff is rather simple. We live in a world of mass consumerism, and we have more stuff than ever. As I explained in Scarcity Brain, my most recent book, the average home contains 10,000 to 50,000 items. And if we want a new thing, we no longer have the pause of traveling to a store to buy it. We can buy it right from our computer, from our phone, from our TV, or we can even just scream at Alexa from across the room, buy that thing, please. Now, our shift to material abundance, it has changed our relationship with our possessions. And curious forces are now leading us to acquire even more stuff that we don't need. So for example, online retailers, they actually stole tactics from casinos that lead people to buy more stuff they don't need faster. Now these tactics, they have definitely worked on you if you've ever bought some crap and immediately regretted buying that crap. If you want to read more on that, it is fascinating. I have a link to that piece in today's post. So just go to TWOPCT, click on today's post, which is Gear Not Stuff, five incredible books. And there's a link right there. You will find it. Here's the thing though. When we get overwhelmed by how much stuff we own, because we own so much stuff compared to the grand scheme of humanity, what happens is we go, oh my God, I own so much. What we do is we often seek minimalism, right? We're like, oh, I'm going to be a minimalist. But here's the thing. Minimalism, and you will know this if you read my book, Scarcity Brain, it has failed us. There's a lot of reasons why it has failed us. The book gets into them if you're interested. But the rub of it is this, is luckily I found a smarter way we can get more from less. So in thinking about how we can make smarter purchasing decisions, I have begun delineating between gear and stuff. Stuff is a possession for the sake of it. Stuff adds to a collection of way too many items we already have. And we often buy stuff impulsively to fix boredom or stress or to solve a problem that we could have figured out creatively with something that we already own. Really interesting research around that. Also in Scarcity Brain. Maybe we'll dive into it in a future episode. But gear, now we're getting into gear. Gear, on the other hand, gear has a clear purpose of helping us achieve a higher purpose. Gear is a tool that we can use to have better experiences that make us healthier and give our lives meaning. So that is why it is important to lean into gear rather than stuff. So this month's Gear Not Stuff, we are going to talk about five incredible books. Now, the reason that we are talking about this in April is that we are within striking distance of summer. I can feel it. I can feel it out there. It's amazing. And summer is book season. Everyone reads more in summer. We take a vacation and we take books along with us on our vacation. So everyone starts going, what book should I read for my vacation? So let's talk about books so you can plan early. Now, whenever I post a photo or appear on a podcast from my office, I get basically the same question. At least one person will go, hey, what are some of those books on your bookshelf? So today, I want to talk about five of them that I think are absolutely incredible. And I would also love to hear from you all in the comments. Go to the comments and drop a great book that you've recently read. So we kind of get a little bit of hive mind on this thing. Now, before I reveal the five books that I think are just incredible that I've read and reread, I want to give a quick thought on books and gear and whether books are gear. Now, perhaps this is just me and what the algorithms feed me, but we seem to be in an era where books have become a vessel for bragging rights. And I think you all know the type. This person posts on social media that he reads 50 books a year. It's like, I read 50 books a year. This person uploads images of an overstuffed bookshelf and says, this is only a fraction of the books that I own. And this is the thing. I actually recently spoke to a home interior designer who told me that more clients are buying used books in bulk just to fill giant bookshelves for a sort of social flex. There is even a company who specializes in furnishing bookshelves with these sort of used books. You can even pick how big you want them. You can pick what color you want their covers, on and on and on. No one's ever going to read these books. They're just there for decoration. Now, if you're the type of person who, you know, reads 52 books a year and posts on it or shows sort of big shots of your bookshelf and says, oh, this is only a fraction of the books I've ever read. Fine. That's cool. But I will tell you, that is not me. That is not me at all. I'm going to tell you why. If a book does not move me deeply and early, I stop reading it. I finish maybe 15% of the books that I start. 15%. So basically, one out of every 7 to 10, something like that. I'm a writer, not a mathematician. Are books that I actually get to the end of. And if I don't finish them, I just get rid of them. I'm not going to have them hang out on the shelf for a long time. Now, I consider those books stuff that is taking up space. So I get rid of them. I have no interest in living among thousands and thousands of books. It just sounds like a panic attack of clutter and just way too many heavy boxes if I ever move. So instead, what I do, and it's taken me a while to get here, is that I only keep great books. So I might have some books that I haven't read yet. I don't know if they're great yet, but I pull them out, I start reading them, and if I get a certain distance in, I'm like, yeah, this isn't it. Then I just get rid of them. But if I get to the end of the book and I think it's great, I keep it. I keep that book forever. Those great books that I keep forever, I consider them gear. I re-examine them. I refer to those books often. They're the ones that maybe they incited some action and sparked something in me at some place and point and time period in my life that changed me for the better, just left me better off. Now, I used to have some guilt about the fact that I rarely finish books. I was like, what the hell is wrong with you? You barely ever finish a book. One out of every 10, one out of every 7. What is up with you? But now I've shifted my mind and I believe the following. It is okay not to read some impressive number of books every year. It is okay not to have bookshelves that are just stuffed and stuffed and stuffed with books. It is okay to toss out books that did not grab you. Good? Good. That is where my mind is at on that topic. That is how I think about books being gear or stuff and which they fall into. It is obviously highly subjective. And that is the beauty of delineating between gear and stuff. Okay, so now let's get into the five amazing books. Now, let me say, we're going to go pretty brief in this podcast. In the piece, what I did is I wrote the book's name, I wrote what the book is about in about two sentences. I wrote what I learned from it in about two sentences. I linked to the book, but what I did to go a little more in depth is that I published a video where I go into greater depth on each book, and you can easily access that video. It's at twopct.com. Check it out. I'm standing at my bookshelf. My dog is at my feet, not in frame. Really should have got him in frame. It's pretty hilarious. And I walk through each book and what I liked about it, what it's about, what I learned from it, just sort of deeper down the rabbit hole of each book. But let's get into sort of the briefs on these. Okay, first book. And these are in no order, by the way. First book. If you want to continue listening to this episode, please become a member of 2% with Michael Easter. Go to twopct.com. Once you become a member, you'll get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes. Plus, you'll get the newsletter, which releases the most useful and practical health, performance, and mindset information online 3 times each week. Thanks.